Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we look ahead to Sunday, Eagles, Commanders, a spot in the Super Bowl on the line. It is the NFC Championship game. Do the Eagles need Jalen Hurts' running ability to beat Washington Sunday? When I say that, I mean his mobility, not just ability to run for 3 or 4 or 5 or 44 yards on a play, but just ability to move, a threat in the run game. Do they need it? 73% of our polls say yes. I say yes. Kyle says yes. Hugh says there's a way around it.
No.
Double tight end, Saquon Barkley.
Man, I'm running the ball. This game is different because you got a running back in Saquon Barkley who has changed his fortunes in one season. He's probably juiced. He's probably going to have trouble sleeping Saturday night. Man, let that man go. Let that man live his best life. Let that man run rush out all over that Commodore's defense.
See, I think he can. I hope he will. I just feel like the last game, let's just use the last game, right? Most of his runs weren't anything special. He broke two, which is why they won the game. But I feel like we have a home run offense right now. Can we hit 2 or 3 home runs Sunday, Hugh? If we can, we're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, yeah. That's because we have the better team.
I think this would be a gritty, grimy game, to be honest.
But gritty, grimy could mean punts, and punts means the ball goes back to Daniels.
I hear what you're saying. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Well, how are we getting first downs? Like, there's no sustained offense right now.
I feel in the short to intermediate pass game, that might pay dividends. You know, Dallas Goedert has some key moments in this playoff run.
He has. He's been good.
Like I said, I think AJ's going to have some moments. See, I think that when people feel like when people think about the passing game, it's mostly bombs away down the field. Doesn't always have to be that, not necessarily.
Well, so what's interesting, I think we're going to hear it, we might hear it from Ray here, but Ruben Frank had a stat that they haven't had a pass over 35 yards in 7 weeks. So, like, I don't even know how you'd characterize the passing game right now. Like, what would you even say? It's not bombs away.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
maybe that's it. I don't know what it is.
It's challenging.
Yeah,
that's a nice way of saying
it's challenged.
It's challenging. Yeah. It's very, very challenging.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah,
that's a word.
There's not much there.
That's definitely a word. But I feel like Jalen has done enough. Because when I look at the stat line between the other quarterbacks outside of Jaden Daniels, Jalen is right in lockstep with the other guys that won this weekend. If we, I'm just telling you what I see.
But they didn't take 7 sacks.
They didn't. But we've been talking about Patrick Mahomes and what that offense and what that team hasn't been all season long. Patrick Mahomes had 25 attempts last week, and I only think he made like 15 of those.
Hullabaloo.
Yeah. So it's one of those things, man. This playoff series is changing, and I think that some people don't want to admit that. Go look at the stat lines of every other quarterback, like I said, outside of Jaden Daniels. Go look at that. Go peek at it, and then tell me how you feel about the way Jalen played.
Well, but we could be true. We could be say this too. It gets harder as you go. You're going up against better quarterbacks.
Yes, it does. And it's going to be harder this weekend. Right, I'm not disputing that.
And we are specifically playing Jaden Daniels.
Right. Jordan Love was not very good. Then Stafford was good but not great. Now here comes Daniels, and next there's Allen and Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, and it's probably going to be a low scoring game. But I look at it like this: Jaden Daniels has benefited tremendously from not turning the ball over, but they take a lot of chances.
But he doesn't turn it over.
No, but he's about due.
Hold on. Now I don't. Can I say this thing about Jalen? Jalen fumbled on Sunday, and they picked it up.
Why do you think Jalen ain't been throwing the ball all
night? Well, they don't
want okay.
To.
Listen, and you're not about to spin this. You're not about to spin this into bashing Jalen the day after MLK Day. We ain't about to do that.
I don't care what day it is.
MLK Day is over.
We ain't about to do that. Not the day after MLK Day.
It's Tuesday.
But he did extend this the whole week.
Jalen did enough to win the game, man.
Oh,
and that's all that matters.
All right.
We are here.
But hold on. The whole premise of this is he did enough to win the game.
Win in advance.
Because he had his legs. He ran
two man enter, one man lead.
Also, you.
It's the Thunderdome.
You just reiterated the fact that he's not turning the ball over because he's not throwing it as much.
What if he has to throw it
more this week because his legs aren't as effective?
He's going probably, okay, what, 30 times?
Oh,
I'm okay with that.
Oh, no. 30 times.
Okay, that's more. That like he threw it for like 25 last week. Was it 25?
And he took 7 sacks.
All right, that's a different defense, though. See, listen, y'all need to stop with that.
Hold on. Time out. Last week, does anyone remember last week when I said the Rams had 9 sacks? That was against Sam Darnold. Yeah, shut up, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
I think they had 7 against us.
Hey, Joe, they did. But Jerry Verse was on a mission. He was a little perturbed.
Yeah, he was. All right.
He was a little perturbed.
Let's hear from Ray Didinger on this morning, yesterday morning with Joe and John about the sacks and the offense and the passing game right now.
You know, the responsibility is twofold. I mean, you know, the offensive line didn't play as good in terms of pass protection. Didn't play as good as it's capable of, yeah. And didn't play as good as it's going to have to be to win their games that remain. That's true. But the other part of it is the quarterback. The other part of it is the quarterback, and the fact that and he's always been a, you know, hold the ball too long kind of guy. I mean, mm-hmm. if you go back through all the stats, you know, all the Pro Football Focus people and all the analytics people that actually break down the, you know, the release time on the various quarterbacks, he has always been among the slower.
Right.
But it's, this is really a problem. I mean, you're seeing it now for sure.
All right, so Ray on the issues, which was twofold Sunday. It felt like you said, Hugh, Jared Verse, the Rams were on a mission. Eagles offensive line wasn't as good as normal. And Jalen held the ball a long time, which he typically does. And that brings me back to the mobility thing. He always holds the ball. This is who Jalen is. So that's part of his game. But he runs a lot, right? He runs away from pressure. The pressure comes in, he holds it, tries to make a play, and then he runs away from sacks or to positive gains. That might not be available this week. Ray, also the other day on the morning show, Hugh, you kind of hit on this. Maybe it's time for the coaches to come up with something different this week. Here's Ray Didinger.
I really do think that it might be time for Jalen and Nick and Kellen Moore to have a little sit-down this week and just do a reevaluation of their passing concepts right now, because there has to be a component of quick look, quick release, get the ball out of the hands in a hurry, short slants, that kind of stuff. They have to be. I'm sure they're in the playbook, but they have to be revisited now. I mean, if you're going with the ball, you have two receivers here in Brown and Smith that can get open right off the line of scrimmage. They can run the quick out. They can run the quick in. They can run the little digs. I mean, those balls that come out of the quarterback's hand, those guys can run those routes. But right now, they're just not getting those opportunities. The plays are just, passing plays are just too slow developing. And, you know, and Jalen has not had much success throwing the ball deep down the field in a while. I mean, he's had, I saw, you know, my buddy Ruben Frank, who does a really good job with statistics, was evaluating after yesterday's game, and he said that Jalen Hurts has 0 completions of 35 or more yards in the last 7 games.
So, Hugh, that you hit on this earlier, that it's time to maybe change up the way they go about things Sunday. Throw the ball shorter.
Intermediate passes. Our running game is so stout right now. You just need, to your point, Joe, because I think, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're more concerned about sustainable drives, just drives that are sustained,
yeah,
and turning the ball back over to the Commodores and giving them opportunities. You need to be more creative in the drives. And I feel like with this run game that we could do that. This is what's going to happen in this game, in my opinion. I'm not a defense coordinator, but, you know, I play defense. You're going to have to commit more resources to stop the run than you really want to. And on top of that, you're at a physical disadvantage going up against our offensive line. We've shown that. So now be smart. And that's why I said the two tight end thing. That's why I said it, because now you got more man on the line of scrimmage. You're making them commit more resources to the run because now you're out man. So you got to walk those safeties up. You got to walk those linebackers up in the hole. And not only that, it gives you the opportunities for those quick hit slants and things of that nature. You got two receivers on the outside that if you go to that formation that I'm talking about, they got to go man-to-man because most of the resources are going to be committed in the box. And if you got those two receivers outside, they're outside by themselves. Hell, that's some quick slants.
Yeah, I mean,
quick slant plays. I feel like going into this game, one of your biggest assets is the running game and playing keep away. To your point, Jaden Daniels has shown us a lot in his short time in the NFL. If I'm that afraid of Jaden Daniels, limit Jaden Daniels' possessions.
I'm into this. I mean, I'm
you know
in.
What I'm saying? Eat the clock up. Do what the Cincinnati Bengals did to us the first game that we played them. Well, the only game that we played them. They had the ball for almost 10 minutes when they got it. Do that. Now you're speeding the clock up in his head, And as poised as he is, he's never been in a situation like this.
I almost equate it, like I think we made the comparison earlier with the Phillies. Like, home runs are cool. So they won with home runs on Sunday. But I wouldn't mind a few singles and doubles. You know, hold the football, keep, you know, win time of possession, and keep that offense and that quarterback off the field. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
I'm going to start calling you Joey One Shoe because, dude, you were always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Well, but, I mean, Jeff, he has a bad knee. I mean, like, that's not, like, I didn't make this up.
I get it, man, but it's a bad knee. If it's not one thing, it's another. Dude, do we not have a team that has won 16 of the 19 games they played this year?
We do,
in various forms,
yes.
In various ways, led mostly by the running back.
Yes.
And we have the best offensive line in the game.
Matter of fact,
we probably have the best all around roster in the game.
I agree with that. Yeah,
and I don't understand how you can think that because Jalen can't run, that's going to be the Achilles heel in the game and just ruin us.
Well, I just watched a game on Sunday where if you take away his run, they don't win the game. And now I don't know if he can run on Sunday. That's how close this past game was.
He had a
44.
But one right.
But why did they win? If you pick out the five or six biggest reasons they won, his 44-yard touchdown run is on that list.
Saquon had two of them. There were more than that.
And they lose without Jalen's.
I don't think so. Well, I don't think
it was a 28-22 game.
If AJ catches that ball, that's not even a – you can't even make that argument. I mean, that was a touchdown. He dropped.
But Jeff –
he doesn't do that very often.
We like to create things where we say, if this happened. No, the Jalen run happened.
Well, I know what happened. They won the game.
Right.
And they won the game mostly because of their running attack. They had 285 yards, and Jalen had 70. So that means the other two guys had 215.
And they needed every single one.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Jeff, I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm watching a different game. On 80%,
no, I know I'm watching a different game.
Well, no, but all right, would you agree with this if we're watching the same game? On 85% of their offensive plays, it was either backwards or nothing. And then they broke three plays. That was their offense on Sunday.
Yeah, they wore them down. That's what happens in the running game.
Yeah, but you're okay.
If we watch the same game, I'm just glad we weren't in the same room because I can't do that.
I just don't understand. Like, Jeff, you love the Phillies. What we're watching right now is when the Phillies have a game where they hit a lot of home runs. That's how they're winning. What I would like, and what I think we all would like, is more sustained offense, a bunch of hits, run scoring opportunities, scoring opportunities in football. Right now, we don't have that. And one of the assets we have is a quarterback that is a plus one. I don't know if he's a plus one now in this week, and that changes the game.
Well, just like Ray said earlier about developing plays that are not so long developing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't hardly, you know, AJ caught one or two passes, however many passes he caught. One of his passes was a quick slant across the middle. And then you hardly ever see that play again in the game.
I wish we saw more of it, too. I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's one of the things that needs to happen. But I still think, based on the strength of the rest of this team and the fact that we have CJ, GJ back full strength, that I don't think it's going to be I don't think the Redskins have a chance. I really don't.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, Jeff, good phone. I mean, I hope you're right. Not a chance. That'd be wonderful. Then we all celebrate and go to New Orleans. But
yeah, they got a chance.
Not gonna go full set Joyner on us.
Nah, I'm not gonna. Everybody got a chance, man.
I saw some of the Washington fans found that clip of Seth saying.
Oh, and they've been.
It's a thing. Yeah.
Bulletin board material.
Yeah. I mean, look. I thought it was awesome. He said it yesterday. Let's talk to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey,
doing?
Ken.
What's up, man?
So, I guess we're going to do this every week until it turns out to be right, right? This is the week. Last week was the week. Before that was the week. This is the week that Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw them ahead or throw them from behind.
I didn't say that. I'm dealing with something different now. He has a knee injury.
I understand he has a knee injury. So, but you're talking about the Washington game, okay, and how ineffective the offense was after Jalen went out. Now, I went to public school, and then I went to Temple University, so I might not be the smartest guy in the room, but they had 7 points when Jalen Hurts left the game, and I believe they finished the game with 35. So they somehow managed to score another 28 points. Am I remembering the same game that you are, or is that just not?
I think it was 36-33. But your point is that makes it. You're right. I mean, they scored 24 points with Pickett. Yeah.
And that is in a game where you spend the entire week preparing and installing a game plan for your quarterback who does what your quarterback does, and then you lose him after 11 plays, and you have to ask the backup quarterback to run the game plan that's been installed all week. So the point is that Jalen's going to play. There's no question Jalen's going to play.
I agree.
And to Hugh's point, you have to account for Jalen. See, the other guy called, the earlier guy called and said, well, they were gonna focus solely on Saquon Barkley on Sunday, the Rams were, until Jalen broke off that 44-yard touchdown. Wasn't that like the fourth play of the game? I mean, you know, you have to account for Jalen in the running game until you determine he can't. You can't do it the opposite way. You can't say, well, we're going to assume that we don't have to account for that number. Now, whether or not he's as effective as he would be when he's 100%, that's not the point. The Eagles have an entire week to game plan around what and install a game plan around what Jalen's capabilities are and what his limitations are based upon what the status of his knee is. And look, this is not really complicated. This is the best offensive line I've ever seen. I'm older than all of you guys. I've been watching football for longer than all of you because I've been doing everything for longer.
He pulled the OG card on us.
and this is the best offensive line I ever seen. I mean, that includes like the 75 Steelers with Mike Webster and John Kolb and all those guys. This is the most dominant offensive line I've ever seen. You can't compare it to baseball, Joe, and the home run because, you know, the home run or the single or the strikeout in baseball, as you know, is one individual guy stepping to the plate, and it's that individual. So it's nine individuals that come to the plate one after the other. Mm-hmm. In football, every single time Landon Dickerson or Mekhi Becton or Lane Johnson fires off the ball when the ball is snapped, that's another hit. That is another blow inflicted on the body of the guy across from them. And that has a cumulative effect over the length of the game. And that's how the Eagles win football games.
Well, so, I mean, but I think I can equate it. It's like taking pitches and wearing down a pitcher. I think it's very similar. The Eagles don't have sustained offense right now because of the passing game, Ken. They don't.
You don't steal a guy's will. You don't make a guy want to find a
But you can wear out a pitcher. You know this. You can wear a pitcher down and then get him.
It's not the same.
But would you agree to this? They don't have sustained offense right now because of the issues with the passing game. They have big plays.
But the big plays are a function of all of the other plays.
In part, they're because Jalen is a threat in the run game, and right now that may be compromised. So something's got to change on Sunday. Either he's got to fight through it, or they got to throw it better.
They are going to have to account for Jalen in the run game until Jalen proves that he can't be part of the run game. That's all.
Okay, you're right. You're right about that.
Hugh can tell me if I'm right or not. If you're Dan Quinn, and if you game plan for Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles with the assumption that Jalen Hurts is not going to be able to contribute in the run game, you are going to get housed on Sunday. If you game plan for the Eagles assuming Jalen Hurts can't do something, you're going to get destroyed.
Well, sure. I mean, Ken, I agree with you on that. I'm not telling Dan Quinn how to prepare. I also think we're living a little bit in the sand here. The last time we watched him play, he couldn't run anymore. They had the ball on the goal line. They didn't run the tush push. Does anyone else realize what that means?
But that was during the course of the game. Got a couple of days to rest and relax.
Absolutely. But hold on. There's also a chance he re-aggravates this. Is this not the same city that has watched Joel Embiid trick us a million times?
First of all, do not put Joel Embiid and Jalen Hurts in the same breath.
But hey, yo, the hell with this fiction,
hold
man.
On. You guys know I don't think the world of Joel Embiid. But guess what? A knee injury is a knee injury.
Yo, this ain't the same
thing. No, but it is. To this extent, Joel has said, I'm healthy enough to go, and he goes, and it's compromised. Well, guess what? That's fine. Everyone keep their head in the sand. Jalen's going to be fine on Sunday. He has a knee issue.
Let me tell you. I'm about to tell all the family business because I'm trying to calm you down. Listen, if Jalen is not, if there's no structural damage done to Jalen's knee, and if it's a pain tolerance thing, even if it's a pain tolerance thing, I'm having two thoughts, but I'm gonna go with this one first. If it's a pain tolerance thing, he gonna go see Dr. Bombay. He going to go see Dr. Bombay, and Dr. Bombay going to get him right, and he going to play Sunday.
But isn't there also a chance that what we saw in the second half or later in the game Sunday was the best it'll feel because he had the adrenaline?
No, listen. Let me tell you.
And then it swells, let me tell you. There's a world where this gets worse.
Let me help y'all out. Let me help y'all out. Because y'all need some help today. This is to punch your ticket. What's that song, Two Tickets to Paradise? I'm trying to punch this ticket, dog. We're doing everything that we need to do to punch this ticket. And if that means that my quarterback, if there's no structural damage, let me say that again. If there's no structural damage, he going to go see Dr. Bombay, and he probably going to have to wear a knee brace. He going to see Dr. Bombay, and he going to go do what he got to do.
Well, who did Embiid go see? Dr. Nick from The Simpsons?
Listen, we ain't talking about Joel Embiid because I don't know. Listen, I'm not familiar enough with Joel Embiid.
But
I'm familiar enough with this situation.
But he went and he couldn't jump. That's a thing.
Listen, that... We have been, when it comes to that, there's a whole lot. They signed that man. You can't be mad at Joel Embiid.
I'm talking about the playoffs last year. He came back. Oh, he's rested, Joe. He's fine. His knee was a problem.
He's a different animal.
But I also think
Jalen and Joel are two different species.
But I do think, just because we got here. I don't think
I led you down this path.
You did. I don't think that Joel is not trying. He's just physically unable sometimes.
Like what they say, he ain't built for this. Joel is not built for this. Jalen's built for this.
This sounds like coping.
This is not coping. I'm trying
back as a knee injury.
And if it's strictly pain tolerance, he playing. If it's strictly
no
pain tolerance.
No one thinks he's not playing. Can he run?
No, yes, he will, because he's going to go see Dr. Bombay. I'm telling you. I know about these things. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how. I'm just telling you, if Jalen can go, they're going to make sure he can go.
What about Dr. Bob, Joe Conklin, and the
You know what? We might actually need Dr. Bob this week. All right.
Tell him Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob might be the only thing that could save us now. 215-592. We haven't heard from Dr. Bob at all. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right. Let's go down the path together. The Jalen Hurts obviously is going to play on Sunday, and he can't run like normal. Can they win this game? I think it's going to be challenging. I hope you're right, Hugh, because that's what I want. I want Jalen to play, and I want him to run.
All hands on deck, Joe.
Play and run.
All hands on deck.
Use those legs.
Ain't nobody trying to hear about your shoulder being hurt, bro. You better go see somebody.
I thought it was his knee.
I'm just in general.
Okay.
I'm just saying. This is mad. Listen.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Coming up next, we'll talk to Ross Tucker about this and the Commanders, the matchup against Washington. What happened the first two times? What could we take for this third time? Daniels, how do we slow him down? We'll talk to Ross Tucker. And who would we rather play in the Super Bowl? I'm going to ask Ross that. Who do you think is the better matchup for the Eagles? I mean, there's no easy one. It's the Bills and it's the Chiefs. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.